Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishman, Sarim B'Yakov Shalom, Leah B'Sitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Udbeis brings that even though Rabbanan said that a Pesula should get married on a Wednesday, but from the time of the Sakana, they moved it to Tuesday. And the reason for that move is because there was a Gzeiro. That any Pesula who marries on Wednesday, Tibor Le'agmo in Tchilo, she needs to be with the governor first, she needs to be with the Goy before she goes to her husband. Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel, says that who did that gzeira? It was the gzeira of the Yevanim. When the Yevanim were controlling Eretz Yisrael, and they put decrees in Am Yisrael, part of the decrees were that they can't learn Torah, they can't do Bris Milah. One of the decrees were this decree, that a Besula who marries on a Wednesday, so she needs to be with a Hagam in Tchila. What's pshat in this gzeira? What was the reason they said that? We understand that they didn't want Am Yisrael to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. So they went against Torah, they went against Bris Milah, they went against Shabbos. But what's this point of having Tiboy Lahagamo in Tchilo? So my Rebbe Yom Moshe appears that Tzal explained, that is brought down also in the Sefer Afiki Mayim in his name, that the Pshat is going back to what we spoke about last daf. The idea of Ish Ve'isho is the connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And when Besula is marrying on a Wednesday, is to be misaken the first connection of the chamo levono of the sun and the moon. That's why Chazal instituted specifically this day to have the ultimate connection of ish ve'isho. Now what the Yevonim were trying to do is to separate and disconnect Am Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Chazal write in the Medrash, the Yevonim, the Greeks, made Am Yisrael write al keren ashor on the horn of an ox. They wrote, Ein lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. We don't have a part in Hashem. Not that there's no Hashem. Not that denying the existence of there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. But the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, that's what the Yevonim came against. As we know, as many of the sources speak about, Ayin Pachad Yitzchak and Chanukah in length, that the whole idea of the Yevonim was different than other umos, other nations that came against Am Yisrael. Other nations came to kill Am Yisrael. They came against the guf of Am Yisrael. But the Yevonim came against Kedushas Yisrael. They said the Jews can live, but we want you not to have any relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to take away from you that connection, that shaykhis that Am Yisrael has to Hashem. So if Besula Nisus Le'im Revi goes back to that relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, as explained in the previous year, so it's very understood that the Yevonim, they're coming to stop that relationship. So that's where the Gzeir was very specific. The Gzeir was that any Besul gets married on a Wednesday, meaning that it's going back to that initial connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, Tibor La'agmo T'chilo. So that relationship will be disconnected, will be violated by the Yevonim. So to speak, instead of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, we'll have in between the Yevonim and Am Yisrael. There will be a block of the Yevonim standing in between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That is the depth in this Gezeirah. That's what the Yevonim would try to accomplish. It goes with their same theme. It goes with the same outlook. What they're trying to do is to disconnect and to put Am Yisrael to become Misyavnim and not to have the relationship with Hashem. So they do their block. Having a Yevoni stand between a husband and wife, having the Yevonim stand between a HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. But the Gemara goes on and says that still Chazal did not change the Takana. And the reason Chazal did not change the Takana is because gzeiro ovido de batlo, v'takanto de rabbonim mekame gzeiro lo yakrinan. The gzeiro will go away, but the takanto de rabbonim, that will remain. We don't take away a gzeiro, as the gzeiro is only temporarily. As I saw the Ma'aril Diskin, when he comes to explain this gemara, he has a longer richus, but he says one point. That's what he's saying, Leila said there. V'hi sh'on de la v'sein v'lonu, she'bichol dor v'dor oyim dimolein v'chal v'sein. Every generation, there's gzeiros. Eventually, the gzeira is over. But Rav Tzadik HaKohen adds another line. In the Rassisi Laila, a very short sentence, he says that he heard, and many times when Rav Tzadik says, I heard, it means from his Rebbe, that what the Gemara means to say, the gzeira of Vido de Batlo, it means the whole purpose of the gzeira is for it to become batel. Why are there gzeiras in the world? It's not that goyim have the ability to put gzeiras in Am Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows them to do gzeiras in order for Am Yisrael to do tshuva. So the whole purpose of the Gzeirah is to be me'oyer amisol, to go back, to do tshuva. Meaning the Gzeirah is in order for it to be cancelled. The purpose of the Gzeirah is not to be there. The purpose of the Gzeirah is just to push amisol in the right direction. So that's what it means, Gzeirah avida de batla. The whole asiyah of the Gzeirah, the whole avida of the Gzeirah is in order to be batal eventually, to go back, amisol goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone want to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.